HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India crossed a major milestone on Thursday when the cumulative vaccine coverage number reached 1 billion. The feat was achieved in about 10 months since the nationwide inoculation drive began. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the achievement, calling it a historic day. The World Health Organization also congratulated the government for administering 1 billion doses of vaccine. The Narcotics Control Bureau on Thursday visited the house of actor Shah Rukh Khan. According to reports, the officers went to Minnet to collect some documents and not to conduct a raid. A team of NCB also visited the house of actor Ananya Pandey. She has been summoned today by the federal agency for questioning. Ananya is the daughter of actor Chunky Pandey and made her acting debut in 2019. The Supreme Court has said that farmers have the right to protest, but roads cannot be blocked indefinitely. It was hearing a petition seeking removal of the protesters from the roads. The court gave 3 weeks to farmers' unions to reply to the petition. The petition has been filed by a resident of Noida. The court will further hear the matter on December 7th. Gerard Pique's goal against Dynamo Kiev helped Barcelona win the Champions League match. This ended the team's losing streak. Barcelona can now get back in position to advance to the knockout stage of the competition. Pique scored his 16th Champions League goal to secure the crucial win for Barcelona. It had opened with consecutive 3-0 losses to Bayern Munich and Benfica. Climate change is creating ideal conditions for infectious disease transmission, a study has said. It added that the world's healthcare systems aren't ready for the shock it will cause. The study has been conducted by The Lancet. The medical journal tracked 44 indicators of health impacts that are directly linked to climate change. It found that the potential for viral outbreaks is increasing most rapidly in developed countries.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.